All right. But Rashi says Zinam. Again, so Pasi Berois. So the moral, it's a Kabel Chayma. Oma Pasi Berois. She'etata behen poritz meruba lomitz. They gave a tremendous kula. That even though the opening is much more than the oimid, than the mechitza, still it's mutter. Lo yetata behem yoisi misholosh asaram ushlish. How far would they make it that it could be spread apart only 13 1/3 amis or bezoy movui a loch of a movui even contra Yehuda shloi hitarta boy poritz meruba lomit. Nobody is mako by regular movui that if the opening is more than the wall would be, that'll be mutter. Hey savada, at least you have to have poritz koimid. It has to be shava b'shava. So movi is more chomer is ena din shloi tata boy yosem misholosh asarama ushlish. That's the kal v'chomer. The Rav Adi, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a heta by a movi if the opening to the movi would be more than 13 1/3 amos apart. Pshita, that can't give a shem pesach. Hey madach by pasi b'royis, where the rabbanon wanted to find the biggest coolest possible, they're only makel to give it a shem pesach 13 1/3. So pshita by a mavi can't be a bigger heter than pasib rois. That's one svara. Then the Gemara says maybe svara faket via nesenis. Maybe pum faket the svara is pasib rois. I'll tell you why pasib rois. You know why you only have the span of 13 1/3 amma between sheitat ben poritz meruba aloimid. Since the Rabbanan already gave you one kula, they will make it even though the opening is much more than the omud. Therefore, by pasib rois, they weren't makel more to spread apart the two pasim more than 13 1/3. Hey, since they gave one kula, they didn't want to be makel so much. That's why pasib rois only gave the kula 13 1/3 apart, and not until 20 amis. Mashen kein movi. Shalai hitata by poritz meruba aloimid. Movi doesn't have this kula. If you have a piritz along the wall of the movi, that would be more than the rest of the wall on that side, avada be possible by a movi. But since by a movi doesn't have that heter, maybe tata by yesim yud gimel amas or shlish. Maybe obviously by a movi they gave this other heter. By there they were more makel, even though maybe until 20 amas it'll be kosher, even though it's more than 13 1/3. Inami lida gisa, or else the svar is faket on the other side again. Pasi birois the akilo bochod kula akilo be kulach rina. I tell you, pasib rois, since they gave one kula, that oimid meruba, that poritz is kosher, even though it's a bigger poritz, there's a bigger hole than the oimid and the mechitza. I tell you, kula achrina. They gave another kula, 13 1/2 is also kosher. Mashen kein mova, the other side is klalo klaloi. You can't bring any kavachimus from pasib rois altogether. Maybe only by pasib rois they gave such kulas. But by a movi, maybe there's no kula at all. So maybe by Movi it's only 10 amis. More than 10 amis will be possible. So the kitzi can't bring any raya from pasib rois. And that's the way the Gemara comes out. We're not mukhrich. What's the pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds more than 10 amis is kosher. We do not know how much wider. If you want to learn out from pasib rois, so the Gemara slugs up. There are a lot of svaras to say pasib rois should be less. You can't be chalor now from pasib rois. They gave one kula even though it's wider the opening, so they're make to 13 1/3. A has no heter at all. So the kids, you can't learn out from a movi. You can't learn out a movi from pasib rois. So the kids, we don't have a pshitis tower shayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not know how wide he's matter. So the Moravite. Tony Levi. Movi shu rochav esramama. You have a movi that's wide. The opening is 20 yamas wide. And that's a vadris puzzle. How you matter it now, according to the Rabbonin, that you have to make it only 10 yamas wide, is the Eitza noyetz kona b'emsiusei. Stam put a kona right in the middle of the entrance, like in picture 122 or 123. Just put a kona straight up in the middle of the entrance. The diet, that alone is enough. So Drashi. Drashi. Yeah, that's enough. I see. Put a kona in between. So that like divides the two sides to two separate psochim. So each pesach is 10 amas. So each one will have its own lechi, be kosher. Who Tony Laza Timar Vu Omar? Vu Omar Law, the Ain Halacha Kyoisa Mishnish. No, if that's the Pshat of Avi Ruam, this corner can't help you. Avadu be possible. And Rashi says why, the bottom Rashi, Ain Halacha Kyoisa Mishnah, the Yosa Yavira, the high Giso, the high Gisum of Atlil Corner. Since the corner is in the middle and has no, like, no width to it, Kamat, Avada, the space on the right side and the space on the left side is Mavato, that corner. So that corner can't divide the Movian here to give it a shame like two Movies. So that's Vada no Eitzah. Ika the army, some say, Oma Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, Ein Halacha Kiyoyse Mishnah. We don't hold like this Mishnah. You can't be matted 20 amas wide just by putting a beam straight up in the middle. Ella, what's the Eitzah? Hoch Ella Hechi of it, what should I do? Oma Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Oise the Eitzah is, Oise Pas Gevoya Asura. Take a piece of wood that's 10 tzvachim high. Oise Pas Gevoya Asura. Gevoya Asura. The Neshech Arba Amis. It should be long, like in picture 123, it should be long, Dal Damis. It should extend into the Movi, Dal Damis in. Umami Darli Arko Shemovi. Put it like in the length of the Movi. So that's the Eitzah, how you're dividing this Movi into two. Since Alamol, the Oirich of Dal Damis, makes it into a Movi, so we look as if you have two Movis here. On the right side's one Movi, and it's only 10 Amis wide, put a Lechi there. The left side has a Nushe Movi, put a Lechi there, and it's Mutter. Drashi, umamidali orko shemovi, b'yemtsa pesach, put it right in the middle, dal damas in. The chivon di kehech shemovi l'orko, since it goes 10 amas inside, shel pasu luhu, kishtei mavois, it makes it look like two mavois. V'nasa ha pesach echad l'movi zeh, the pesach hasheni l'movi hasheni. Each pesach is a pesach by itself, so merely each pesach is less than 10 amas, therefore it's kosher. That's one eitzah. Tosis goes into the shaila of this is called now Movi Okumanat. Like how will you matter it? One side of it has a shame, two Movis now, it should be like a Movi Okum, like a Ches. You go on the right side, turn around, come out the other side. The other side of Tosis, no, this is not called a Movi Okum. You look at each one, it's a separate Movi by itself. And that's Tosis' first shot. That's what Tosis' Ikup shot is. Mele, all you have to have is just a Lechi, two Lechis. A Lechi on the right side for this Movi, and a Lechi on the left side for that Movi. That's one answer. Inami Zot Gemara, another Reitzer is, Kedah Rav Yehuda. The Yom Rav Yehuda. Movi Shu Rochid Chamesh Asar Amo. You have a Movi that's 15 Amis wide. That's the Movi. 15 Amis wide. Is how you matter it? You have to make it only 10 Amis wide. Marchik Shtay Amis. Go away to like picture 128. Go away 2 Amis, 2 Tfachim from the wall. From the entrance of the wall of the Movi. The Oiseh Pas Sholosh Amis. Machik shtayamis, go away 2 amis, then b'yoyse pass, make a board, a pass, a piece of wood, sholosh amis, that's 3 amis wide. Memelo, this in between now, since this is oimed, meruba alaporitz, since the pass is 3 amis wide, and the hole between it and the wall is only 2 amis wide, we say that has a shem mechitza to it, because the pass is wider than the poritz. That's called oimed, is meruba alaporitz. Therefore, that's called like a mechitza. So you have a mechitza taking up 5 amis of the entrance. How much is left over on the right side? 10 amis. 10 amis, all you have to do is put a lechi on the other side, and it becomes kosher. That's the Yetzer. So Drashi Marchik Shtay Amis. Mina Koisel. Move away 2 amis from the Koisel. Umas Chilase Shampas. And then make a pass there. V'yoseyo Misholash Amis. Make the pass 3 amis wide. Listoy Ma Pesach. To close up the Pesach. V'nimso Chomesh Amis Elustumet. Come to say that the first 5 amis are like closed up. The 2 amis are wide open. But there it says, since you have a mechitza there that's wider, that's called oimed. The path of 3 is wider than the 2 of poritz. Oimed ruba ala poritz has a din mechitza. Now, let's say in our case where it's 20 amis wide, the eitzer is do these 2 eitzers on both sides of the movi. Do it to both sides of the entrance. And Mel, you'll take away from the 20, you'll take away from the 20. Do it on both sides. Like in picture 129, the next page. So Drashi, Yevehecha de'evi rochav chof, Yaseh kein af l'tzad ha'sheni. Do it to the second side. Or Yaseh pas sheish amis, or else the other way through is, Tom, take a big pass, 6 amis wide, v'yachir daud amis, and go away daud amis, v'nitot tzidayechad v'em rubal aporitz. Now picture 130. You have a porus, you have the 4 amis, but then you have the big pass 6 amis. So six amos is matter the pirsa gizur hashem mechitza. So you have 20 amos of mechitza on the left, so 10 amos of mechitza on the left side, and the opening on the right side, 10 amos. That's mutter with the lechi. That's another etza. Shredi Mar Akashi now on this is Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda's etza. Why did he say bedavka to make a big board of 3 amos and put it 2 amos away? Why was that his only etza? The Yamai. Why can't you have another etza? The Yamai yase pas amu machza. Make a pass just 1.5 amos wide. The yarchuk shtei amos and go away from the wall 2 amos. The yase pas amu machza. That's the etza. Right next to the wall, put a pass 1.5 amos wide. Then let a space be open 2 amos. Like a picture, this is picture 131. And then again, put up another pass of 1.5 amos. So what's the vort here? That we should say, if you add up the 2 passim together, they add up to 3 amos. So 3 amos is more than the space in between of 2. So the question is, in order to make up this whole thing of mechitzam, is it enough to add up the space of the 2 mechitzas, the 2 passim, connect the avar in between? Or else no. You badafka have to have each pass has to be bigger than the avar in between, which in this case you don't have it. Since each pass is only 1.5 amos, and the space in between is 2 amos, so b'zoi, it's like bottle, it doesn't have a shem pass. That's the shayla. Fred the Gemara again. V'yamai, why dafka 3 and 2? Yase pass amo machta. Make a board 1.5 amos. V'yachik 2 amos, and then go away 2 amos. V'yase pass amo machta. And then make another pass an amo and a half. Why isn't that kosher? The chur, you're telling me it's not kosher. Shmamin have arrived from here. That oimed merubah ala poritz, mishtei ruchos. Here. How do you have more oimed, more mechitza than hole, than opening? Only if you can add up the 2 sides together. Add up 1.5 and 1.5 is 3, so that's more than a 2. You're telling me that is loy heavy oimed. That's not called an oimed. That's why I didn't give you this eitzah. You have to look at each beam by itself. Each pass by itself is less than the avir in between. So b'zoi, we say the avir in between is mevatel, the mechitza. And in such a case, it's possible. So chormi, that's what you're telling me according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, Badavka put a pass 3 amos, connected a pierce of 2 amos, that the pass, the mechitza, is more than the porets, than the opening. But in this case, we have to add up the 2 sides, I'll tell you it's no good. That's what you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda holds. So the Gemara name, Emerson, you have no right from here. L'yoyla matayya emeloch, heavy oimid. Maybe that is called an oimid. That's called kosher, that is called an oimid. A big nafkamina will soon see at the end, the Chazanish talks about the Hilchos Tzitzis. It's a shayla, you have your tzitzis, and you have the hole for the neck. And the chura, you have 2 sides for the shoulders. So chura, the 2 sides of the shoulders is smaller than the hole. If it's smaller than the hole, the chura, it's no good. Because then the hole in between is mavato, the 2 sides, it's like bot lagamri. So one etzah would be is if you add up how wide this is, and how wide this is together, if it's wider than the hole in between of the opening by the neck, that would be kosher. A chumadika sheet would be is that each side has to at least be the width of the hole. If each side is shorter than the hole in between, it's like this side that you don't add up the 2 ends. So you look at each side by itself, so if the ketav on this side is smaller than the hole, it would also be no good. That's what he's mafalful about. All right, we'll see about it more later in Tosfos. So a kitzur right now, we want to say that's no good. If you have 1.5, and then 2 opening, and then another 1.5, that's no good. So the Gemara, loy, I'll tell you, there's no right from here. Lo'elam zok the Gemara, lo'elam meimeloch, mutter. I'll tell you, really, all over taka, it's mutter. Let's skip something like that. Shemin ha'im ruba, ha'pasa ruba, le'evi oimid. No, lo'elam meimeloch, heavy oimid. Maybe no, maybe that is enough. If you have, you could add up to 2 sides. So even by tzitzis, if you'll be able to add up the 2 sides of your shoulders would be more, or at least equal to the whole, it would be kosher, I'll tell you. Why here doesn't he give you the seitzer? V'shani hocho, the osi avira the high gisa, the avira the high gisa, o mavatule. Here, like in picture 131, the emerson on the right side, you have a hole opening of 10 amos wide. So you have a big avir on the right side. So if all you can have next to it is the first pass is only 1.5 amos. And then you have an opening of 2 amos in between. So I tell you, osi avira, the avra of the 10 amos, and the avra of the other 2 on the other side, it's mavato, the first pass of 1.5. That's why here it's posel. Ve'nachnami, in the case we don't have any avra in between, you're only talking about mamish the mechitzah itself. maybe it itself would be kosher. It would have a pass of 1.5, and then an opening of 2, then another pass of 1.5. If there's no other opening on the right side, just these 2 maybe would be kosher. I could add up the 2 sides of the hole, and if it's more than the hole in between, it'll be mutter. Now the reason why here it's no good, because here you have this big avir of 10 amos on the right side. So this is mitzarif with the 2 amos, and then mavato, the 1.5 in the middle. That's why here it's no good. So the Mari, that's lushin here. Fishani hocha, the yosei avira the high gisa, means the 10 amos wide, the avira the high gisa, and the avira of the 2 amos on the left side, umavatule, that's why here you don't have this eitzer. Therefore, the only eitzer is the top eitzer, like picture 129, where put first 2 amos are open, then 3 amos of a pas. So since there's more oimid here, this more oimid zicha takes away the 2 open 2 on the left side, and it makes it like a mechitza. Fred Gemara of another Reitzah, Fred Gemara. Why don't we have another Reitzah? The Yase Pas Amma. Make a pass a piece of wood 1 Amma wide. The Yarchik Amma. And go away an Amma. Vaita the Yase Pas Amma. Then make another board an Amma wide. Vaita the Yarchik Amma. Then go away a space Amma in between. Vaita the Yase Pas Amma. Hey, that's how you take away. If you have, again, the width is 15 Ammas. So you have to take away 5 Ammas. So take away 5 Ammas by making first 1 pass, 1, then 1 open, 2, 1 close, 3, 1 open, 4, 1 close, 5. Why don't you have that eitzer? My advice to the kasher is that it's hard to find the pass 3 amas wide. It's easier to find pass him 1 amma wide. So why don't you have such an eitzer? Here's the churavite, the shema mina, oimed kaparis osser. Like here you can tell me, oimed kaparis. Since they're both 1 amma open, 1 amma closed, that's also no good. It's only kosher, but dafka, like our first tier, where you have the oimid is 3 amos wide, and the porus is 2 amos wide, where the oimid is more than the porus. But in this case, where it's 1, connected 1, you want to tell me also it's pasur, and this is a machlekes, later on in the Gemara. If oimid kaporus is called the mechitza not, where the hole is the same width as the mechitza, is that kosher or not? Later it's a machlekes. So you're telling me now you're right, it's pasul? So the manachem will name liyeh. Let me have nerei from here. Liyeh lemei malach mutter. All over oimed kaparis is kosher. I'll tell you all over. V'shani hoch. You know why here in our case is no good. Again, the yosei avira the high gisa or the high gisa mavatulein. Because since you have 10 amos, the opening of the mechitza of the opening, the pesach to the mavui. So on the right side you have 10 amos. So all you're gonna have next to it, the first pass is gonna be 1 amma. And then you have 1 amma open. Since that 1 amma open is not, it takes away the pass in between. Why? Because on the right side you have more avir than you have pass. And the left side, the pass is not more than the avir. So that's a svara osay avir the high gisa, the high gisa, omavat lila pass. It's only because there's more avir than there is pass. That's why here it's possible. But in the case where you wouldn't have an opening on the right side, you just have 1 closed, 1 open, 1 closed, 1 open, maybe that would be kosher. If it's exactly equal to the oimid as if the porritz, the mechitz is the same width as the porritz, I'll tell you it is kosher. Now here it's possible because the opening is 10 amis on the right side. That's why it's possible. Fredigamar vayte another eitzah. Fredigamar v'yarchik amma. Why don't we have an eitzah like this? Go away from the left wall in amma. V'yase pas amro machza. Then make a pass, make the mechitza 1.5 amis. So since it's more than the aver, that aver is not mitzaref anymore with the right side aver, and it's considered closed up. Since the mechitza is more than the aver, that aver is considered like a mechitza closed up. Then, the yarchik amma, again, go away, let an aver be open, space be 1 amma space. The yasa pass amma machza, and then again, make a pass 1.5 amis. So in this case, always you have more mechitza than avir, so that soisim always the left side, so this would be good mechitza. And the Gemara Enoch Hanami attack right, such an eitzah would also be good. No, the kulei highlight with chur rabbonin. The rabbonin weren't matuch you so much. So chur, the Gemara could have given the tariff before already. But the Gemara just says, lefiyemis, what the lochis are here. But in this case, it also be kosher. Since you only have a space of 1 amma wide, then you have a pass 1.5. Since the mechitza is more than the aver, once it's more than the aver, it's zicha sosim. It closes up right away that aver. So you can't say anymore, also avira the high gisa, the high gisa mavatalei. Because once you have more mechitza, then the ear, avad, it closes it up right away. So in Yisharlev, it's equal and equal. It will be one closed, one open, one closed, and then 10 amas wide, since this one closed cannot be mevatel the one open, because it's equal. So since they're equal, we say the avar on this side and the avar on the other side come together as mevatel that one. But here, where the mechitzer in between is 1.5 amis, which is more than the left side space open, so that's right away closes up completely the left side. So merely you have a good 5 amis in mechitza, and merely it's kosher. So this would also be good. This is also a good case. For the Gemara, Kasha now, so how would be matter this movi? We have a new eitzah to be matter this movi. The movi is more than 20 yamas wide. The eitzah is again like picture 129, that make a space of 2 yamas, and then put a pass of 3 yamas. So that takes place. If it's only 15 yamas wide, that alone is enough. If it's 20 yamas wide, you have to do it on both sides. So both sides you have a covering of 5 yamas. In between you're left with 10 yamas. So you have to have just a lechi for the Pesach in between. For the Gemara, though, v'leichesh, weren't we afraid? Dilma shavik pischarabba. People will stop using the entrance of the middle entrance, the 10 amas wide in the middle. They'll stop using that. V'yayav pischazutam, and they'll start using the small entrance of 2 amas. 2 amas wide is also wide enough to have an entrance. Anything more than dalat tvachim is called an entrance. So here you have 2 amas on the right side or 2 amas on the left side. Let's be afraid. How are you saying it's mutter just to put a lechi by the 10 amas in the middle? Why am I afraid people will leave that Pesach and use the side Pesachim? Now the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna, Chazaka. There's such a Chazaka that what ain't other meniach Pesach Godol, v'nichnas a Pesach Kotem. People don't leave a small opening and don't leave the big opening to go to the small one. So since Mitzchil they're rogling using the big opening, Havada will still use it now. So the Lach has brought down Chazaka means we Neman they won't leave it. But Luyi Tzui Lamaisa people leave the big opening and use the small opening, Henechnami, then you can't be mati with the Lechi alone. In between, there's a new Halacha then. Then you have to use the Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach helps even though people don't use the Pesach. But Chazak in the Gemara means is Minastam Minemon, people will not leave the big opening to use the small openings. Therefore, what's the Ika Pesach of this Mavi? The in between the middle 10 Amis. So all you have to do is put a Lechi there, and it's Mutter to Metatl inside the Mavi. So you're telling me what? That people don't leave a big opening to use a small one. Is that true? Frech Gemara. Umayshna Midrabam Yudrabasi. We had before Halacha not like that. That their cases were that if on the side wall of the Mavi, it becomes a pirtza. So the halacha was, if the pirtza is less than gimel tfachim off the front, then we say, fakert, since it's on side walls of pirtza, people start to come in on the side wall, and mail that, and mail it's mavato, the first, it's mavato, the first Pesach, like picture 26, 27. Yeah, picture 26 and 27, we had Rav Ami said, that if you have the pier of the wall, if the top wall, the right side wall has a pirtza to it, so if the beginning is less than gimel tfachim, he said, then it becomes posel. Why? Because people leave over the big entrance on the right side, and they begin to use the side entrance. So you see, people do leave over a big entrance to use the side entrance, and therefore taka the first entrance is posel. So what are you telling me now? It's so poshid. People don't leave the big one to use the small one. Empty gemara poshid. Hosom kamamai filucha. Over there, Avami is talking about where is the hole? Where is the new Pesach on the side? On the side, you save yourself a shortcut. You don't have to make the whole turn around the corner. So then, it's as far as people leave over the big Pesach to take the shortcut. Or behocho, they're both in the front of the entrance. There's no shortcuts here. Havad here loy kamamai filucha. Since there's no shortcut, you're not saving yourself anything. So pshita, they don't leave over the big Pesach to use the small one. It's still more shtat, it's more nice to use the big Pesach. So rather they use the big Pesach. Melo be kosher to put a lechi just by the 10 amis of the big Pesach. So the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, we learned Aloch of Tyrus, Mishnah Kalim. Or ho'asla. Or is a piece of skin. Ho'asla is on top Rashi says of the Beis HaKisei. It's like picture 134. They used to use like a base of kisi, you would sit on it, and the tsoya would go down in the middle in the hole in between. What's negay to us, though, it's a piece of skin, a piece of ore, that it has in the middle a hole to it, and there are two sides of the skin. Now, what's negay to us is we want to know that it has a shame, oil al hames. The moshe, you have this skin here, and underneath the skin there's a mace, and the skin is on top. So the mace is here, and there are kalim right next to it. So if this skin on top has a shame oil, we say the tumas hames goes up, hits the oil, goes to the sides of the oil, and comes down again, it'll be metam of the kalim in the house. Like the picture 137. Lo yitzui on top, this aleph, is the or hasla, and on the bottom, the mace is on the bottom. So if it has a shame oil, the kalim on the side of the house will also become tummy. Now what's the loch of an oil? An oil has to at least be a tefach by a tefach. It has to be at least a tefach long and a tefach wide. That's what an oil has to be. Here the shayla is, this skin has a hole in between. In the middle there's a hole. So the shayla, do you look at the two sides to give it a shame like it's oimid, ruba la poritz? It closes up the hole in between and it looks like one oil? Or else no. Since you have a hole in between, you're not mitzaref the two sides and it doesn't have a shame oil. That's our shayla. Tanan hosam. Or ha'asla. V'chalal shaloi. And you have a hole in the middle of it. Is mitzarfin. It is mitzarfin. It has a shame oil to it. B'tefach. Abi l'maise, it's a tefach wide. Even though in the middle there's a hole to it, still it's kosher. So the more my or asla. What is this or asla? Omar rabba barbachonim of Yechanin. Or kisui shebeisa kisei. This is the or, the skin they put on top of the beis kisei, their stool, where they sit on. And the tzoye goes down in the middle. The kama. Now how wide is b'chal, this whole or hasla? Kiyosi Rav Dimi. Omar, the case is like this. So Rav Dimi says the case is like this. This, you know, he doesn't need to make a picture for this. You really have to have your own picture. So there are two ways here. Or the kama kiyosi Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi learns Omar et spayim mikan. First, there are two etzpas. That's how the thickness of the width of the or of the skin before there's the hole. Then the etzpayim mikan, and there are two etzpas on the other side of the hole. The etzpayim revach biemsa. There's mamish two etzpas, two etzpas of space in between. That's the way the skin looks. It's mamish two etzpas on one side. Two etzpois is the hole in the middle, and two etzpois on the right side. And still it's kosher. Still that's called a mechitza. It's called an oil. So here you see that oimed, keporis is kosher. That's the way Rav Dimi learns. Kiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came, he learned a little bit different. Omar, the case is like this. Etzpao machzimikan. There's 1.5 etzpois on the right side. The etzpao machzimikan. There's 1.5 etzpois on the left side. The etzpao revach biemsa. Now the hole in between is less than the two sides. It's only one etzpa in between. So Eshtin's Ravis has a shear altogether of just 4 etzbois. And Rav Dimi has a shear of 6 etzbois. And the Chur will soon see there's no stira. They're both equaling up to a tefach. There are different ways of making up a tefach. Almost so Eshtin's Omalei Abayla Rav Dimi. Mi Poligisu, is there any machlekes between you, Rav Dimi, and Ravin? Omalei Loi, no, there's no machlekes, we're not dingazich. Like Mara Machora, Mara Machora, Vlei Pligi. We're both saying two different measurements, but we'll soon see. There are three ways how to make up a tefach. And the Gemara, Loi, there's no machloikis. Ho beravrisso. He's talking about big fingers. That means the goydel. Like the picture once on your thumb. If you handle with your thumb, all you need is just 4 goydels. 4 thumbs make up a tefach. That's all you need. So because the Rovin was talking about thumbs. Therefore, he said, if you have 1.5 shear on the right side, 1.5 on the left side, that's 3. And 1 thumb in the middle opening, that's called the shear of 4 thumbs, and that's called a tefach. That's what Rav is talking about. Hob is zutrusso. Rav Dimi, that has a cheshbon of 6 etzbois, he said 2, 2, and 2, is talking about a pinky. And the pinky, you need 6 pinkies to make up a tefach. So there's no machlekes. He's talking about small pinkies, and he's talking about big thumbs. Rashi says, "Beravrusa is Rashi begoidel or before Rashi vikama yei benekev. How much is the hole? Shei botel eitzaloimi. That this hole is not mevatel the mechitza, but takeret. It's botel to the mechitza. Shesviv that's on the side of it. V'nachas pekat chelis. Harminan tefach diraisa. What's called a tefach midiraisa? Dalet begoidel. 4 thumbs make up a tefach." Chomesh Betzbor. If you want to have the middle finger, the second finger, etzpa, the second finger, five of them. V'shish bezutrusa, and six pinkies that make up a tefach. Baravris of the drashi begoidel. So Ravim was talking about thumbs. Therefore, he had a cheshbon of four, one and a half, and one. Bezutrusa, and Rav Dimi was talking about pinkies, b'etzpa katana, the small pinky. So therefore, he said two, two, and two. Yeah. So it could be there's no machlokes. So the Gemara of Olay Pligas, that's true, there's no machlokes here. Omelette.